This is Rights.Tech, a podcast about intellectual property rights management. I'm your host, Henrik de Gior.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. My name is Mathieu Duzoubo. I am the CEO and co-founder of a French startup called Imatag. Imatag provides an invisible and indelible watermark for images to protect rights metadata for businesses and rights holders. This is crucial because remember that anyone will always be able to copy and share at will any image from the web.
Mathieu, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with rights management?
Imatag published an exclusive study showing that among the billions photographs shared daily on the web, 3% only still have metadata. The remaining 97% have no author, no source, no description, no license details. When you think of it, it's an amazing challenge to give them back their metadata, a challenge that Imatag took on and for which we offer solutions. Because of the absence of metadata, rights holders are blind about the destination and monetization of their images. It provokes what is referred to as a value gap. To fill this value gap, it's paramount to identify the rights holders on platform and search engines. In this context, a success for rights management is the Google Licensable Badge, displaying license details and image source with creator and credit IPTC metadata. It appears on some of Google images since the 31st of August this year. I think that this licensable badge will have two major consequences. On the one hand, Google might become a search engine for verifying photographs in the context of the growing information manipulation that we live in. There is no doubt that this is a significant value to users. On the other hand, Google can now be seen as the largest registry of photo rights holders and the go-to partner in identifying rights holders. Another potential success is the new copyright directive voted last year by the European Parliament. Two of its famous and infamous articles, known as 17 and 15, try to redefine the safe harbor rules and the revenue sharing between platform, search engines, and rights holders.
Mathieu, what is changing with rights management or needs to change?
Video and music industries negotiated the value of their content much earlier. It led to content ID solutions and revenue sharing on YouTube, Facebook, and the lot. But the image industry is waking up. Changes are taking place daily. This September, a few weeks after Google's licensable badge appeared, Facebook announced the release of a rights manager service to protect images on Facebook and Instagram. Adobe, on its part, is elaborating a content authenticity initiative, aiming at securing the integrity of both metadata and visual content.
Mathieu, what advice would you like to share with people interested in rights management?
There are several. Keep in mind that legal action against a violation of rights remains a complex activity. That's why it's important to implement upstream all the technical means to reveal these cases in the most automated and reliable way possible. Also, for each content you upload online, you should continue to fill in the rights metadata of your content. When you are in charge of a service for uploading to the web digital asset management or content management system, for example, I recommend a solution that keeps this data instead of erasing it. Now, if you want to know how and where your images end up, even when metadata are stripped away, you should watermark every single file prior to uploading them on the web. Equally, if social media were to watermark every content uploaded, any reuses could be automatically linked to its original source without errors.
Mathieu, where can we find more information about rights management?
You can find this information among the many articles, studies, and stats on our blog, accessible at imatag.com. We are following very closely the evolution of platform and social media for the interest of our clients, as well as what is happening on the European Commission front in matters of copyright and neighboring rights. The debate is hot and promises to keep on boiling. In Europe, a union of French and German news publishers is suing Google on abuse of dominant power. In America, it is also the theme of a white paper recently published by the National Media Association, regrouping 2,000 American news titles. A very interesting read. Another good read is the white paper from Adobe on its Content Authenticity Initiative, proposing an industry standard for digital content attribution. More than ever, metadata is the order of the day.
Well, thanks, Mathieu.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us on Rights.Tech. For more information, visit Rights.Tech for more episodes.